Tech WNST, Tassel Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are wrapping things up here, but just getting started, I should say, with our friends here at Pappas in Parkville. Christian Orton is here from the Hollywood Casino folks up in the beautiful Perryville. We're going to be there next Friday. We're here in Pappas. We had Steve on, Jeannie on. John Eisenberg came by. We promoted Rocket Man. We talked a lot about the Maryland Stadium Authority and about this Oriole deal and public land. We're going to be talking more about that with Tom Kelso up at Hollywood Casino. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We've had some winners here. I have a handful of Ravens tickets left. Roz is going to freshen me up. I might have the scented tickets by the time I get up to Hollywood Casino. The peppermint and the gingerbread make my car smell like a bakery, so I'm going to be digging that. Also, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I'm going to wear the bucket hat because I got my Warren Moon jersey on. I'm hanging out here. Yeah, I wore my Warren Moon jersey because it's Rocket Men's Warren Moon, black quarterbacks here. Also, our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. They got to get me a bucket hat. I got to talk to Pete and the folks at Jiffy Lube about that. And Raskin Global, Leonard Raskin, empowering people to choose their financial future and giving me a fantastic crab claw mallet that makes me feel like Judge Judy. If I were judging my picks, I said I can't pick my nose right now. 5-9 last week, 5-9 the week before. I want to roll the tape back to October when I was getting all cocky. I was 20 games over 500. I was making it rain in a casino, you know? Mm-hmm. And you would tell me as a sportsbook manager at Hollywood that some darkness does come upon, you know, over the hills. You can't win every bet, right?
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. Like I said, you have your hot weeks and your cold weeks, and you, like I said, like we said before, you run into the matchups problems where there's a bad week of matchups and bad teams versus each other. So, you know, that's kind of what's hurt you in the past. But you know, there hasn't been great games, so. But we'll see how it goes.
You don't have to be nice to me. You can just tell me my picks suck. I mean, we're at a bar. We got beer. Pappas, by the way, taking great care of us here. The sentence of crab cake's over. So we're going to have a crab cake. I mean, I can't have you. You live in a neighborhood. You go up to Perryville every day. This is like a neighborhood joint, man.
Yeah, no, definitely. I actually have never been here before. This is my first time. So.
Well, today's your day.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
You have never had a Pappas crab cake.
I've never had a Pappas crab cake.
Your life's going to change in the next 20 minutes. You have to hear. You're going to know. All right. So I got my picks. You got your picks.
Yep.
Show everybody how you do your picks. So show them the paper you do your picks on.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, as we said, we're in week what, 13? 14?
You have Patriot shirt underneath?
Yeah. We're Patriot out there, you know, of course.
Take that off!
Okay, hold on. All right.
We'll decide who's number one, whether it's me or you. I mean, I got Warren Moon going on here. Why wouldn't I? So I do my picks. This is my worksheet every week. So everything I do in my work life, I keep on one sheet of paper. I make my picks as week 11. This is all I got accomplished. See, all these things I got done. When I scratch them out, they get done. So this is my task list. So you can see I'm putting my task list together here. I just created this morning. This is my handy-dandy sheet, the way I really do it. I am 83-79-4 on a season. I was a really lousy 5-9 here. You can see I hit on a huge. Thank God for Philadelphia. I mean, I fell asleep in the third quarter. I woke up in the fourth quarter. I was feeling better about things. Thank God they hooked me up. I wouldn't have gotten the five. I really stunk it. Well, I only won one in 1 o'clock game. I mean, my 1 o'clock was a good thing. I wasn't in the casino. I would have been very upset with myself. But I'm gonna rally this week. We're gonna make our picks. How did you do? You did okay last week?
No. I went 9-5. So I did pretty well. You know, like I said, I backed the big numbers with Las Vegas. You know, the Giants. You know, things like that. So I kind of got wins with those. And you kind of went the reverse side on me. So that's where I gained up on you.
Numbers moving with the quarterbacks with Cincinnati, Cleveland. You and I last week, I think we had two or three games from the time the morning began, and I keep my line right. I'll pull my lines out here right now, and I'll say this: things may have already moved, but mm-hmm. I'm going to look right.
Yeah.
But lines move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. Like I said, you hear news, injury news, guys signing, guys sitting. You know, it's a lot that happens. You know, we had Deshaun Watson be announced out Wednesday. Morning.
I was sitting down at MGM Casino with the Geddy Lee thing on Friday, Pappas crab cakes, and I'm just in the bar having a beer like I am right now. Look up, Burrow gone. I'm like, what?
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
You know, and it paves the way for my team. So let's get to the picks here. Okay. My picks stunk last week, and I have some rationale on some of these games. Thanksgiving, if you're hearing this on Friday or Saturday and my picks are wrong, I'll die on that hill. You know, the Ravens don't play till Sunday night, so we're going to pick the Ravens last. Detroit 7.5, Green Bay. I have a theory here on these Thanksgiving Day games. I'm going to take the better team. I'm going to hell be damned with the points. I'm going to take home teams, okay, until I get to Seattle. I'm taking Detroit. I'm taking Dallas early. I'm spreading the 7.5. I got 10.5 on Dallas. I'm good with that. Home
okay.
teams.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm going so we're talking the Dallas game now, right?
Detroit.
Or Green Bay. Oh, okay. No, so that's the first game. No, I'm with Green Bay on this one. I'm going with history, you know, especially on Thanksgiving. Detroit kind of squeaked it out at the end. You know, they're supposed to lose last week. You know what I mean? They came back at the end and won it. But Green Bay, you know, is on a ride right now. They beat the Chargers last week, so I like them with 7.5.
I circle them in red when he picks them. Red for Bill Belichick. So there you go. All right. Dallas 10.5, Washington, second game on by this point, I'm second helping of kielbasa sauerkraut, turkey. I put my wife's cranberry up. Oh, my God. Do you eat cranberry regular or you eat it out of the can?
I don't eat cranberry. I'm not a big fan, but my mom eats it out of the can whenever she does it. She's a can person.
Goop.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
She's not original.
No. We got good cranberry. So by the time I get to the pumpkin pie, I'm hoping Dallas is beating the Washington Commanders like 31-3. 10.5 is a lot to lay. It's a little bit of wood. All you know, I mean, there's some other spreads in here too that I'm like, that much. Kansas City 9.5. What? 10.5. I'm going to lay it though. I'm going to take the home team.
Okay, no, I'm going to go with Washington on this one. Even though they killed me last weekend, I didn't see that coming, you know, the 6 turnovers. But I like Washington on the comeback game. I think Dallas kind of has, you know, not a great game. And, you know, it's with the Thursday night game and everything. So I like Washington on this one.
Night game in Seattle. The 12s are alive. 49ers are playing as good as anybody. I mean, I'll give the Eagles credit the other night as well. They helped me get my fifth victory last week. 6.5 here on the road. Tough place to play. Boy, these teams don't like each other. I mean, the fact that they're playing this on Thanksgiving night, Pete Carroll still involved, it's become a little bit of the Steelers-Ravens for the league, right? Mm-hmm. Or, yeah. I mean, it's become like the matchup. Mm-hmm. I just think San Francisco is ready to answer the bell and step up. I mean, I like the way they're playing right now. I'm going to spread the 6.5 and take that.
Yeah, no, I'm with San Fran with you on this one, too. Seattle, you know, Geno Smith's hurt. At the moment, they don't know what his elbow, if he's going to play or not. I say he doesn't play. So I like San Fran with the 6.5, and I expect this line to move, especially with Geno Smith, the injury news of him being out.
Well, yeah, and we've had this happen to us a couple times in the last week or two. Quarterbacks begin the week, the line moves. These short games, these 3 days off on Thursday night. Thursday night's hard enough. Thursday morning, you know, the Lions are playing. The fans are used to it. I don't know if the players are used to it. Mm-hmm. Friday, we have a Black Friday game. Have you heard we have a Black Friday game?
I just saw it, actually. I was shocked.
Every NFL ad, we have a Black Friday game. You're gonna play. Jets are playing. Big deal. 10 points on this one. Mm-hmm. Dolphins going up in the cold in the swamp of Jersey. I don't like the way the Jets are trending right now. I don't like the way they're playing. I think expecting the Dolphins to score 70 points every week is ridiculous. But this line was 9.5 this morning. It's 10 now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've, in an hour,
yeah,
the line's moved to 10. I'm going to make it. You want to play 10 or you have 10?
I'm on 10.
You have 10. I'm going to give 10. I'll give 10, and I'm going to go Miami with 10.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you with the Miami with 10. Like you said, the Jets are not trending in the right direction. They're on the downward. You know, they Zach Wilson, the third string quarterback now, not even the starting quarterback. You know, so I just don't think the Jets can score with them. I like the Dolphins to blow them out, even though they didn't play well against the Raiders. You know, they kind of had a dud out there, but I like them to respond away.
I had Jets fans on my Twitter, and they shared this video of Zach Wilson at BYU and mm-hmm. what a great leader he was. Like, what happened to that guy? Mm-hmm. Went to the NFL. Christian Horton's here from Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We'll be there next Friday. Kurt McEwen's band's going to be there next Friday. I'll have my wacky hat next Friday. We're also going to have Tom Kelso with us next Friday from the former chairman of the Maryland Stadium Authority talking about money, talking about what's going on. I'm looking forward to that as well. Amy's going to be joining us. Jonathan's going to be joining us up at Hollywood Perryville as well, talking about the casino. You got specials all the time, right? You got a Black Friday special in this game, or what do you got? No?
No. I'm not sure what we have going on up
big
there.
Big weekend up
I'm
there.
Not, yeah, no, always promotions going on, especially on the weekends, but I'm not sure what this weekend, especially with Thanksgiving, what we have going on. They might have a brunch or something going on, but not too confident in that. But.
Well, I'm going to get the salmon BLT and a crab cake next Friday. Yeah. I promise you that. All right. 1 o'clock games on Sunday, regular regularly scheduled Sunday game. By the way, no buys this week. Everybody's playing. Jacksonville and the Houston Texans. Jacksonville and the Houston Texans. 2-point favorite, Jacksonville on the road in Houston. This began at 1. It's now at 2. I'm sort of buying what Houston's selling for some reason at home. I'm going to take Houston, especially you're going to give me 2 points. I was going to take them at 1 point. Jacksonville's too inconsistent for me. We're going to see them in a couple of weeks. Houston has surprised me, and this is a real show-up game for them at home. This is a chance for them to sort of show their own fans they're real. I think they're real. I'm betting on C.J. Stroud, not against him.
Yeah, no. For me, this was a tough one for me. As you see, I originally had Houston, but then I thought about it. I watched him play a little bit against Arizona last weekend.
Getting the red pen out, yeah, of the circle, Jacksonville.
C.J. Stroud, you know, he turned it over a few times in the end zone, and I think, you know, the NFL is a copycat lead. You know, defensive coordinators are kind of going to play the same defenses, especially in the red zone that he threw the interceptions in. So I'm inclined to take Jacksonville. They have a tough defense, and Trevor Lawrence played well last week, even though ETN didn't play too well. But I like Jacksonville to cover this one on the road.
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. I find it funny that the Bengals quarterback commits the verb that we've committed to Browning. Browning used to be a verb for what Cleveland does, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now he's their quarterback. I mean, I'm taking Pittsburgh on Tomlin, even though he spit it up over the weekend. I mean, poor coaching decisions by Tomlin cost them the game to me. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh this week to bounce back. I think Cincinnati goes into a black hole here. I think they drift away without the quarterback.
Yeah, no. I'm definitely with you on the train with Cincinnati. They kind of been in this funk all year long, and they got out of it, went back into it, and now they lose Burrow, and they have a backup QB right now, and I don't think he's necessarily an answer. Pittsburgh fired Matt Canada, offensive coordinator, so I like them to be rejuvenated. So I like Pittsburgh too.
Pittsburgh
with this
took
one.
Action.
Yes, they did. Yep.
Poor Matt Canada, man. I haven't been the same since he was at Maryland. Carolina, Tennessee. I had 3.5 on this in Tennessee. There's a team, like, I'm down on the Jets right now. I'm down on Tennessee right now. So I'm just going to pick against them because I don't like the way they're trending. Carolina, I don't know if there's such a thing as a team second half of the year. The quarterback got feisty, and, you know, he's also a guy. There's a lot of expectation on him that they would be better in the second half of the year. I think this is a spot. I'll take Carolina getting 3.5 points here.
Yeah, no, this was, like I was saying in the beginning, you know, a team that, or a matchup that you don't want to pick, you know what I mean, that can make or break you, but I like Tennessee on this one. You
all
know,
right.
Bryce Young
has not
done it for me. Game after game, I'm rooting for him, but he's just not showing much for me. I like Tennessee, Derrick Henry to kind of run crazy and kind of have that breakout game that we've been waiting for.
So if you're listening and you're wondering, this guy keeps picking against, he was 9-5 last week. I was 5-9 last week, so he's trending in the right direction. I'm trending lost here. New Orleans. 1 point favorite. Atlanta 1 point favorite. Did that move?
It did. Now, I have it as a pick 'em. As a pick 'em now. Just say
I got it. I got it. 1 point Atlanta.
Okay.
That means it moved 2 points.
So
since this morning.
So the Saints were favored.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
That's what I had.
Yep.
The Saints were favored on the road. Now Falcons are favored. Let's call it a pick 'em. You want to take it a pick 'em?
Yeah, we can take it a pick 'em.
All right, we're taking it a pick 'em. I'm taking New Orleans.
I'm with New Orleans too. Atlanta, they went to Heineke, no more Heineke, they're back to Riddler. You know, they don't really know what they're doing, figuring it out.
There's a lot, half the league's that right now, right?
No. Exactly.
You're wearing a Patriot jersey,
exactly.
Dog.
Yeah. No,
I'm wearing a Titans jersey, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really a Titans jersey.
Warriors, yeah. But
this is legit, man. This is like from the 1990,
I like it.
Man.
I like it. It's Warren
it's
Moon.
It's got the patch on it, right?
Yeah, that is official.
This is
official.
Legit.
Yeah,
this is old school.
That's back in the day.
Yeah. That's why I bought it.
No, I like the Saints on this one. I'm going to take the Saints just because of the pedigree in the defense.
All right. I got the Saints, too, in the pick 'em. Indianapolis, 2.5-point favorite. Tampa at home for Indy. I don't like the way Tampa's playing. I've watched a lot of red zone the last couple weeks, and I'm getting the chance to, like, sort of vibe in and flow in on these teams, seeing mistakes they're making. I was never a Baker Mayfield guy. I mean, I don't think he's coming to the rescue. I think he's a quarterback of a sort of a lousy team, and that's what I think they are. I'm taking Indianapolis, and I will spread the 2.5 points at home.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on this one. I like Indianapolis, too, just because they're home. Tampa Bay, yeah, they're not a great team. You know, they didn't play too well against San Fran. You know, they had a backdoor touchdown that kind of got them with the cover. But, I like Indy with the points here.
You're younger than me. Christian Horton here from Hollywood Casino. When I was a kid, this was like like having an iPhone. Yeah. Where you had a four-color pen. So I have the red that I usually use on all my picks. Christian doesn't know. He doesn't know. I do this every week, right? So this is this week's page here. It's actually the back page from my Hope Lodge script that was the secondary script from when I did the American Cancer Society. So I reuse paper. Okay. So this is my thing. So I get the red pen out. New England and the Giants. I know I don't need the red pen. I'm taking New England.
Oh, you're on New England. Okay. No, I mean, like I said, I have to be on New England on this one. Really, because
the Giants. They're playing the Giants.
Yeah, they don't have anyone. You know what I mean? Neither do we. You know what I mean? It's kind of the stink bowl in my eyes. It's going to be a tough watch, but I'm just going to take New England just off the pedigree. And hopefully Mac Jones gets together and they get us back on a winning track.
Belichick hates everybody, but I think he hates the Giants the most because they didn't really hire him. You know what I mean? And they had that Jets job for 30 minutes. You Google that? You know, remember that?
No, so I was probably three at the time. Yeah, I know the story, but I wasn't alive.
He took the Jets job for – I was on the radio then. Yeah, so yeah. It's kind of like – I remember. Bill Belichick. No,
Patriots. Went back to New England.
What?
Yeah.
So, and it had all to do with tuna, but we're going to have crab cakes here today. We're Pappas and Parkville. It's brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, and our friends at Jiffy Lube. We do this every week. Christian and I get together. We make our picks. We put them out on the internet. They're good for me in September and October once the weather changes and we change. Maybe it's daylight savings that screw my picks up. I'm 5-9 the last 2 weeks. I stink. I'm taking New England. Denver, 2.5 points. Cleveland, there's nothing to recommend Cleveland except their defense right now. And I picked against Denver. The thin air is a thing. I respect Schwartz, but I don't know. My boy Joe Flacco showing up back up in there. Mm-hmm. The DTR guy, I don't believe in that. I love Joe. Everybody knows I love Joe, even in a Browns jersey. I'm going to take the Broncos here. You probably read about Ernest Biner. So when I think of Denver, Cleveland in Denver, I think of Ernest Biner in not such a good way. Denver 2.5. I'm picking Denver, I think, for the first time this year.
Yeah, no, I've been saying this all year, that Denver is finally going to, establish Sean Payton's culture. And now you've been getting down on me about it. But, the past few weeks, they've been showing
it. Well, Russell Wilson's, looking like he belongs.
Yeah, no. I mean, I thought he would get it together. Like I said, it just takes a certain coach to bring it out of you, that brings the superstar out of you.
Payton was hard on that other coach.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. And you need that guy that's going to be, blatantly honest with you. You know what I mean? Rather than beating around the bush. Yeah.
My pick stunk last week. That's blatantly honest. You got Denver, you got Cleveland?
I'm on Denver.
All right, so I put my red pen away for you on that one. Rams in Arizona. I had this at 0.5 point Rams. I still do. It's in Arizona. Talk about teams that suck. I mean, why do I pick this game? And we talked last week that if I had a real budget on this, I wouldn't bet this game. I'm taking the Rams on the road. I mean, I'll spread the 0.5 point. I think the Rams are the better team, but I don't like the abuse Stafford's getting right now. I don't like the Rams, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, they squeaked it out against the Seahawks. That kind of shocked me, but I'm with the Rams too on this one. I like the Rams just because of the pedigree. Like I said, Aaron Donald can ruin any game if he really wanted to. He got to Geno Smith a few times, so yeah, I like the.
The people at Pappas are like they're afraid to jump in on the set and bring the crab cake on a set. So I'm like, we're going to have a crab cake tour. We're going to have the crab cake on a set. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pappas crab cake. You've never had a Pappas crab cake?
I never had it.
All right, I'm gonna let you enjoy that.
Okay.
It's got the little fork. Put a little lemon on it. Now, they'll bring you tartar, okay, because you're from New England.
Yeah.
All right? And they'll bring you cocktail.
Uh-huh.
That's fine, but you don't need all that. I mean, that's jumbo lump
in
there.
No.
Yeah, we're going to do this right. So the crab cake tour is now taking on a new dimension with Christian Horton here from Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Make sure he's getting his crab cake. All right, Philadelphia Buffalo. Philadelphia bailed me out. I would say last night because we're here on a Tuesday, but Monday night they bailed me out. I mean, Kansas City. I mean, maybe the Ravens really are the best team in the AFC at this point. They're going to play Buffalo, and I guess the flavor's better on Buffalo, beating up the Jets. They had a little mojo at home going on. This game's up in Philly. This thing's 3.5 points. I don't know this thing shouldn't be at 5 or 6. I feel like there's a lot of value on Philadelphia 3.5 against Buffalo. Maybe a little shorter rest this week, but everybody's playing on short rest Thanksgiving week. I'm on Philadelphia. I'm shocked at the line that Buffalo's getting this much respect.
Yeah, no, me too. Definitely, I think it should be on the 5 scale. But, Philly's on a short week. You know what I mean? They played a tough game in Kansas City. That's probably why the league is putting it that way. But I like Philly, too. I don't think Buffalo is the team everyone think they were in the beginning of the season. So Philly played a tough game last night. They squeaked it out and beat Kansas City, even though the guy dropped it at the end. But, I like Philly to bounce back.
Kansas City and the Raiders. Last 425 game. We'll get to the Ravens game in a minute here. 9.5 is what I got on that game. Now I got it at 9 and moved backward to 9. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to take the Raiders at 9.5. I'll take them at 9. I'll take them either way. I'm worried about Kansas City, right? If I'm a Kansas City person, rainy night, nasty out, team you beat in the Super Bowl, let them come back on you like that? I mean, that was not a good look for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's certainly not for their wide receiver. Talk about Mahomes all you want. You can put him on the cover of Rocket Man. He's the other guy on here with Warren Moon and his good-looking jersey. But he throws it. Somebody's going to catch it, right? I mean, right? That didn't happen on Monday night.
No, definitely. I think they're in trouble, too. You know what I mean? Especially, like I said, it's a copycat lead. They struggled, too. They cannot score in the second half. You know, I think it's been like the past four games they haven't scored a point in the second half.
Well, this is the kind of thing that's going to bring them to Baltimore in January, right? I mean, yeah. This, you know, they're going to have to go on the road.
Yeah.
And it might even be worse than that. I mean, I don't – they got to win games. They played themselves back into – they have no comfort level here. Mahomes missed a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Something goes wrong. Now they're fighting to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Really, I mean, I don't think they're that good.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. But I like the Raiders on this one. You know what I mean? I like Antonio Pierce. So the team's kind of establishing his culture. So, they played the Dolphins tough last week. So I like them with the 9.5.
I'm going to give you 9.5, too, even though the Lions moved to 9, which is there's some Kansas City money coming in here. Monday night game, I'll get to that, and then we'll do the Ravens game last. Mm-hmm. Vikings 3.5 at home against the Bears. Dobbs is such a great story. I mean, I want to take Minnesota because I just want to root for him. Like, honestly, 3.5, the half makes me, you know, a little nervous. Weather, Chicago, outside, all of that. Chicago's playing a little better, I guess. Kind of like Carolina, a little better. We'll get to the Chargers not playing a little better. I'm taking Minnesota. I'll spread 3.5 on that.
Yeah, no, I'm with Chicago on this one, just because of how they played Detroit.
Ooh, I got a red pen out.
You know, they caused a few turnovers. The defense is always tough, but
get my Belichick pen out.
Yeah, no, they got Justin Field back. You know, he's always fun to watch. So I'm gonna take Chicago on this one, even though Dobbs is being magical, you know, and playing well. But yeah, I like him with 3.5 and with the 3.
Last but not least, Sunday Night Football. Ravens trending in the right direction after stubbing their toe against the Browns. Chargers were what they were, which is really inconsistent team. Bosa got hurt again the other day. Coach is losing his mind. I said to Luke the other day, it's a good thing Chad Steele threw me out of these press conferences after all my life, because I would not sit there and have a coach speak to me, tell me what questions I can ask and not try to intimidate me. You know, we're at the intimidate the media point for a Chargers coach with no fans, with a quarterback who's got more commercials than he's got wins. I hope to God the Ravens can go in there and clean their clocks, but I'm also of the mindset of Chargers have had some backbone. They played better at the end of years than they have at the beginning. Still a handful of guys that were around that beat Lamar a couple years ago. 4.5 is the number I have on this game. It moved to 3.5. At 4.5, I like the Chargers. At 3.5, I don't know. I'm inclined to think that the Chargers are going to keep this game close. And that's, I guess, where I'm going to leave my official prediction at 4.5 or 3.5, because the line moved a point. Because the Chargers are this inconsistent. And I don't know if the line doesn't go a different direction. The Mark Andrews loss to the Ravens concerns me. Ravens on long rest. Harbaugh usually does well with long rest. They're about to have a bye, so you hope they don't sleep, right? They're ahead. They have this advantage that, as a Raven guy, and I'm looking at Jacoby Jones' autograph right here behind the picture, the Ravens are never in this catbird position, but they got to go 3,000 miles and win a game. Oh, you know, the spotlight's going to be on them Sunday night. This is a big coming out party for the Ravens to say, like they did against the Rams 4 years ago, go out there and beat the Chargers' ass. I don't know that they're going to do that. I think the Chargers keep it closer. At 4.5, I was inclined to take the Chargers. At 3.5, I may be a little more misty about the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to win. I just don't think this is an easy game. I think it's a really tough game.
Yeah, no, I thought the Bengals would be a tough game, too, but the Ravens kind of showed what that was, even though with the injuries and stuff. But, I like Baltimore.
Well, it was 4 days and Burrow got hurt. Burrow couldn't throw the ball.
I mean,
Lamar didn't have a chance to come back.
Yeah,
they didn't have a chance to blow it against Browning. Really?
Yeah. No, they didn't. But I mean, that's kind of how the game goes. You know what I mean? It's a hit or miss. Like you said, half the league quarterbacks out. You know, injury riddled. So I still like Baltimore in this one. They're the premier team. They played well, like I said, against the Bengals. So Chargers haven't been playing well all season. I'm not a big fan of Herbert, so I like Lamar to turn it up on him.
We have trends here. He's anti-Herbert. He's pro-Belichick. I got all that. All right, man, you and I got six games we disagreed on here, Pappas. Green Bay, Washington, Jacksonville, Tennessee, the Ravens, and Chicago are on your side of the spread. Spreads are available. You can find them at Hollywood Casino up in Perryville. Christian is usually up at the sportsbook. What does being a sportsbook manager there get you besides free crab cakes here at Pappas? You're there 8 hours a day. People come in. I would think some NBA action now. You get some college football action for sure. Some NHL action. Yeah. People bet on different stuff. Like, I'm sure you take some more esoteric bets, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no. That's probably our biggest sport that's bad. It's golf, and it's a big money maker. You know what I mean? I didn't know anything about golf. And
see, you're teaching me things.
Yeah.
Right, sure.
And you can really flip your money. But like I said, it's interesting. Like I said, right now is the best.
There's a lot of value in golf if you like a golfer.
Exactly. Or multiple golfers. You know what I mean? You could choose 10 guys, and if one of them hits, you make your money. You know what I mean? And you're cashing out for a big amount. But like I said, it's a busy time of sports. You know, you got football, basketball, college basketball coming back, so that's really exciting. You know, so it's a great time in the sports betting industry. But like I said, everything's fun. You know, we have a great casino up there, constantly promotions, different promotions going on, and it's fun, really fun.
So I'm gonna hold this Pappas crab cake up. Christian's killing this thing here. I'm gonna be having the Hollywood Casino at Perryville crab cake as well as a salmon BLT because it's delicious. Christian is our insider here. What are you on a season? Have you faced 79, 82, and 5? You've managed to crawl within four of me on a season. And 9-5 last week, 5-9 last week. But I got a cool warm moon jersey on. This is your... Man, it's a Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, yeah.
He was there 5 minutes.
He was. Then we had Mac Jones.
So Cam Newton did the Torrey Smith used to do a basketball event down here at the CFG Bank Arena when it was the Royal Farms Arena. Shout out to you, Rofo. I love you for the free chicken on my birthday. Cam Newton walked into the arena, and he had a Rolling Stones 1981 Tattoo U Dragon, the same shirt that I got at the Capitol Center on December the 8th, 1981, when I saw the Stones play at the Capitol Center. And he was wearing this shirt and a cowboy hat, and he took part in a charity basketball game here in Baltimore. So I like Cam Newton because he had a Stone shirt on. So you got a Cam Newton shirt. I got my Warren Moon shirt. We got two black quarterbacks with jerseys. How about that?
Yeah.
Rocket Man, John Eisenberg, the book. I would have gotten you a copy if I'd have known. But he signed this one to me, so I really can't give this to you. You can get John's book anywhere good books are sold. John is a mentor and a friend of mine for four decades now. It was an honor to hang out with him. Steve from Pappas, Genie, my dude Christian Horton, who I finally got to elbow up with. We had our Pappas beer here, and we're having a crab cake and enjoying ourselves as well. I would say good luck to you, but I wish you good luck last week, and you beat me, so I don't want to be too nice to you. Next week, we're going to be at Coco's on Wednesday. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA on Thursday with Dan Rodericks. Friday, we're going to be with Christian as well as with Tom Kelso, former Maryland Stadium Authority chairman. We're learning about our tax dollars, where they go, how not to create welfare for billionaires. I'll get into all of that. This guy here, you know, giving the Gillette Stadium thing up for the Kraft family back in the day. Just got to keep a watch on this. We got to keep things into perspective here. We're all trying to earn a living here in Parkville today. Mm-hmm. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Window Nation. I got my fun hat on. At some point, Jiffy Lube's going to give me something fun to hold up. I got to call Pete and get working on that. And our friends over at Media Works as well. Jiffy Lube MultiCare taking great care of us out on the Crab Cake Tour. My thanks to everybody here in Parkville at Pappas, Justin, Steve, the whole crew making it comfortable for us. We'll get back up to Bel Air. I have not forgotten you, Cockeysville, and Glen Burnie as well, but we're getting a crab cake tour out on the road. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Whatever you do, do not listen to my picks right now. I'm in a slump, man.